Mark Sirest, can you explain what this satellite F-17 does?
Well, F-17 is one of a series of satellites known as the F-series, and we're in the F-17 is the 17th in the series. Now, these are actually Department of Defense satellites. They're not, you know, public satellites or NASA, or they're not ours, certainly. They're Department of Defense. But we get a data feed from these satellites that we use to process to get our information on what's happening to the Arctic sea ice cover. This is called passive microwave imagery. This is radiation that's in the sort of centimeter wavelengths that's actually emitted from the surface. And different substances emit microwaves differently, and it turns out that sea ice is a very characteristic signature, so we can assess what the sea ice is doing. But one of the key channels that we need to put this algorithm together has failed on the F-17 satellite. And so we are scrambling now to try and find a replacement.
So how does this affect your work in the Arctic?
Well, this greatly affects our work on the Arctic right now, because now, first of all, by losing this eye in the sky, we really don't have the information we want now about what the Arctic sea ice cover is doing. Now, there are other satellite sensors up there, of course, that we can make use of, but we've lost this eye in the sky. And there's a lot of other data products that we make at NSIDC that are also affected by this. So this really is a big problem for us. And what we're doing right now is running what we call parallel data streams on two of the other DMSP series of satellites. When we get enough data, we'll try and tie this all together and continue our record. But it is not a quick process. It has to be done very, very carefully. Hopefully, we'll be back online in a week or so.
So who else does this affect, apart from researchers like you?
Well, I think it affects, certainly, I'm sure the Department of Defense, whatever they're doing, right, they don't like it either. And, of course, they don't tell us everything, what's going on. We get it from their goodness. But I'm sure they're concerned about it. I think from this perspective, it's really from the science side of things that is really being affected by this, because we really want to know what's going on. And this year so far in the Arctic has proven to be extremely unusual. We had a record warmth in the Arctic this winter, an unusual melt of the Greenland ice sheet this spring. So it's pretty crazy year, and boy, we'd really like to be able to have a better idea of what's going on.
So, and this is a question that I wanted to ask you. Is there any chance that any of this data that we were seeing, this unusual data, had to do with these malfunctions of the sensors?
No. In terms of what you're arguing here is that some of this crazy weather or patterns we've been seeing in the Arctic could be actually due to the fact that we're not observing it well because our satellite's gone wonky, so to speak. No, not at all. We have many other ways of looking at this in terms of atmospheric models, in terms of observed temperatures, buoys on the Arctic Ocean. No, there's nothing like that. But it's just that we're really we're missing out on a lot right now. There's a lot happening in the Arctic, and losing this eye in the sky is not helping us.
Are there other satellites, other countries, I don't know, Russia, the European Union, that collect similar data that you could try and get access to?
Oh, yes. Well, right now, one of the sources we do, of course, have access to is something called the AMSR-2, AMSR-2. And this is another a type of one of these passive microwave sensors. And it's actually a Japanese instrument on a Japanese satellite. But we can get that data feed. And so we've been looking at that. So that certainly has helped us. But it's a very, very different satellite sensor than what we've been using. And it's not like you can just suddenly start to, you know, just replace that or kind of stick it in there and say, now we're going to continue our record. Very different resolution. It uses different channels. If we were going to use it to continue our long-term record, there would be quite a bit of work to do that. But we do have, of course, that eye in the sky, and that really has helped us. So it's not like we're helpless out here. But The key from this satellite system that we've been using is that it provides the really long-term consistent record. And we want to maintain that long-term consistent record. And so that's the thing that really concerns us. The other thing that concerns us is that basically we're at the last of that series. The F-19 satellite died, and we were going to use that, but it died. There's one more satellite called F-20, but it's sitting in a clean room somewhere, and we're not sure if it will be launched. So while we might be able to piece together things or keep things going for a while, there's growing concern out there in terms of taking the longer view. What's going to happen when this last suite of satellite sensors ends? It's a real issue.
And so it is important for you to have this continuity of data.
Yeah, the continuity of data is key. The tendency often is, you know, for NASA to bring in the latest and greatest, you know, the newest technology. But the reality is if you want to look at climate and climate changes, it's that long-term consistent record that you're really wanting to have. Now, maybe that's based on an older system, but that's okay as long as it's very consistent. So we do have some real concerns looking in the years ahead of maintaining this consistent record.
So how far ahead?
Well, it's hard to say. Any satellite system can die at any time. You know, things get old. It could be hit by space debris. You know, it could happen at any time. Right now, our best bet is to go with what we call the F-18 satellite, and we're working hard to get that working. Yeah, that might work for 5 years, maybe longer. It might die tomorrow. We just don't know. These are some of the risks you're always having to deal with when dealing with satellites.
And these are, because these are primarily military satellites, you are at the mercy of the Department of Defense?
Exactly. Yeah, they're not our satellites. They're DOD satellites. And so we are kind of at the mercy of them, and they're not always going to tell us what is happening. So we are very fortunate to be able to, pleased to be able to get that feed, that data feed. But, you know, we're not their primary concern.
All right. Thank you very much. Really appreciate this.
Always glad to help.